Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright was a witness today in The Hague at the War Crimes Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia. She was testifying at a sentencing hearing for former Bosnian Serb President Biljana Plavsic, who was pleaded guilty to one count of persecution. Albright told the court that Plavsic helped implement the Dayton Peace Accords that ended the war in Bosnia. Geraldine Coughlin reports on today's proceedings.
Former Secretary Albright is the highest-ranking former U.S. official to appear as a witness before the International War Crimes Tribunal at The Hague. She did not directly urge the court to show leniency for Biljana Plavsic, but she urged respect for those who have accepted responsibility for their crimes. Albright also said that Plavsic turned out to be one of the most positive leaders in the region.
She was the vehicle in Republika Srpska for making sure that the Dayton Accords were carried out. That was what we were interested in. That was what the international community was interested in. And she stood up for that at times when it was very difficult, when there were those who wanted to destroy the Dayton Accords.
But Albright also described Plavsic as a woman torn between her Serb nationalism and peace.
I found her a very conflicted individual, if I might say, in terms of knowing that she wanted to make sure that Serb interests were protected, but at the same time understanding the necessity of going through with the Dayton process, which I think she really stood up for in many different ways. But she obviously was involved in horrendous things prior to that.
Plavsic broke ranks with ultranationalist Serb leaders, charging that they were corrupt. Today, former Balkans envoy Carl Bildt testified that Plavsic should be rewarded because she had helped in the reconciliation process in the former Yugoslavia. Plavsic herself read a somber statement to the court today. She said a blinding fear led her to commit crimes against humanity. She said the Serb people had already paid a terrible price for their leadership. But, speaking here through an interpreter, she said the responsibility for the suffering she helped cause was hers alone.
The knowledge that I am responsible for such human suffering and for soiling the character of my people will always be with me. That having come to the truth, to speak it, and to accept responsibility. This will, I hope, help the Muslim, Croat, and even Serb innocent victims not to be overtaken with bitterness, which often becomes hatred and is, in the end, self-destructive.
Not all the witnesses this week have been moved by the remorse Plavsic expressed. Elie Wiesel, a Holocaust survivor and Nobel Peace Laureate, said the remorse must be balanced by the suffering of the victims. As deputy to wartime Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic, Plavsic was indicted for planning the so-called ethnic cleansing of non-Serbs from Serb-dominated areas of Bosnia. Prosecutors at the War Crimes Tribunal dropped seven charges against her, including two counts of genocide, in exchange for her guilty plea to one count of persecution. That one charge carries a maximum life sentence. For NPR News, this is Geraldine Coughlin at The Hague.